Welcome, listeners. Thank you for tuning in as we begin a new season of Side Hustle School. I'm so glad you're here. Really excited about all that is to come for this year. Now, let's talk today about streaks. Well, actually, that's not what we're talking about. I just have an introduction. I have a streak that I am particularly proud of. I like streaks. I'm kind of compulsive. One of those streaks you might be aware of, it is the sequence of episodes of this very show that has come out every single day since we first started January 1, 2017. Now, the other one is just my own thing. I recently crossed over 1,000 days in a row of getting all of the activity points on my Apple Watch every day. It's been a long saga, complete with two resets when I traveled to Asia and lost the streak through no fault of my own. It was that international dateline, super annoying. But, you know, I made it to 1,000 days. And the point there is that for me, the number one feature of the Apple Watch is that ability to track streaks. By the way, Apple is not our sponsor. I'm just, you know, setting up the episode here. But I should send them a bill because I am talking about them. Anyway, today's listener wants to make money helping people set up and get the best use out of their new smartwatch. So you get this watch, and of course, it's somewhat intuitive to install it and set up, but there's a lot more that you could unlock and learn if only there were some sort of guide or manual. All right, so what is the best way for our listener to do this? How can we help them help other people and also get paid? Those are our shared goals, and I hope that you learn along the way, because it's not just about helping one person, it's about this one person being a proxy for so many others. So today's episode, I'd like to sell an Apple Watch guide coming up after this quick shout out to our sponsor, not Apple.
Hi, Chris. My name is Tegan, and I'm from New Jersey. I'd like to sell a guide with tips and hacks for using your Apple Watch effectively. Apple doesn't include a manual with their watch sales, and even though the setup is fairly intuitive, there's a lot you won't learn unless you spend time Googling and watching videos. That's why I think there's an active market for my guide. How much should I sell it for? Thanks for any advice you can give me.
Hey, thanks so much for the question. Really glad you're out there. And I absolutely think you're right in terms of there being a market here. It reminds me of an old story. I wrote about this in the $100 Startup about a guy named Brett Kelly, who wrote a guide called Evernote Essentials. And he made a lot of money selling $10 to $25 copies of this online guide. I forget what the total is, but it was a lot of money. Ended up quitting his job, going all in, building a whole business around it. And this was successful much for the same reason that our caller here has identified. There was no manual. There was no official user guide to Evernote. So Brett was like, I'll write one and I'll sell it myself. So for the Apple Watch, same kind of thing. As I said, it's intuitive. You know, it's easy to set up. You don't necessarily need a guide or a manual to use it. But there is a lot more to unlock and uncover if there was such a thing, you know, a guide or a manual. So as for the price, because that's what our listener is asking about specifically, as for the price, I think that same range that I just mentioned, $10 to $15, maybe $25 for a premium version, but keep it really accessible. Like, you want this to be an easy purchase, not something a potential customer has to think too much about. You want to show them, like, here are all these benefits, and if you spend $15, you know, in just a very short period of time, you're going to learn to be much more productive or effective, or learn to do things with your watch, you know, again, short period of time that you wouldn't have learned otherwise, or that might have taken you a long period of time to learn. So that's what I think you should do. Also, an SEO strategy would be important. Do some research about the keywords that new watch owners are searching for. I think you want to capture those people, not people who are researching their initial purchase. It's a different group of people. So SEO could be a great lead generation source to sell that guide, and hopefully a lot of copies over time. That's what I think. Good luck. I'll be cheering you on. Listeners, if you've got a question or an idea you're exploring, let me know. SideHustleSchool.com/questions. We will feature them all throughout the year, along with updates from listeners as they launch and grow their projects. I'm so glad you're out there. I'll be rooting for you this year. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.